Teen Wolf Coffee Orders, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Jism and read by Rena Jenkins
and KLB.
Scott, mocha frappuccino. Scott does not give a fuck whether people interpret that as masculine enough or not. A mocha frappuccino is a gigantic coffee chocolate milkshake covered in whipped cream and usually sprinkles, since any coffee place he goes to regularly has established him as a favorite customer and will pull out the stops for him. Why the hell wouldn't he order it? When it's his mom buying the coffee, he orders whatever the cheapest thing on the menu is and exclaims over it like it's the best thing he's ever tasted. Melissa is not really fooled, but she appreciates the effort.
Derek, black, with 3 creams and 4 sugars. Unless anybody's watching him order. Then, just black. He's got a sweet tooth, but he's trying to pretend otherwise.
Styles, just black, unless anyone's watching him order. Then he gets whatever random concoction he can come up with. Peppermint raspberry mochas and double cinnamon pumpkin spice lattes. He likes cop coffee. The bitterer, the better. But has spent so long lying to his dad about drinking it that it's become habit with everyone else.
Lydia. Tea. Coffee stunts your growth, stains your teeth, and tastes disgusting without the addition of an assortment of caloric substances that honestly aren't worth the trouble or the money. Plus, the profit margins most chain coffee corporations make through unethical business practices are enough to sour anyone on the flavor. Tea, on the other hand, has a long list of health benefits.
Allison, acai berry energy drinks. Or if those aren't available, strawberry and cream frappuccinos. Or cider. Or anything non-caffeinated. Her mother was really intense about how caffeine was an addictive drug, and Allison was too intelligent to develop a dependence on anything at such a young age. And she's never really been able to shake off those lectures, or not feel guilty when she goes for a soda.
Danny, vanilla latte. It's simple, sweet without being overwhelming, and incredibly difficult to fuck up. On days when he's feeling particularly health conscious, he orders it with soy milk.
Jackson, orders the most expensive thing on the menu, and then complains that it doesn't taste right. Usually ends up drinking half of Danny's latte.
Erica, dulce de leche latte. Coffee should be decadent.
Boyd, Americano. Before he was turned, Boyd wasn't a coffee drinker. But he developed a taste for it after he started taking Derek's mostly full black coffees away from him, before Derek could throw them out, on the theory that there was no point in wasting this stuff. After the day when Derek and Styles accidentally switched coffee cups and discovered they could enable each other's weird lying about coffee complexes, Boyd tried to switch back to hot chocolate, but discovered he missed the bitterness of the coffee flavor. An Americano, since it's made with espresso, has a richer flavor than straight black coffee, but also hits the palate with less intensity. He's totally hooked now. He'll blame Derek forever.
Isaac. Caramel macchiato. Erica turned him on to the whole idea of decadent coffee, and caramel macchiatos taste like candy. If anyone asks, though, he'll have whatever Scott's having.
Chris Argent. Flavors all beverages with a hearty helping of the code.
Victoria Argent. Doesn't trust anyone to make her coffee as well as she makes it herself.
Peter. Oh, I'm sure I'll just love whatever you make me. Then he judges whatever was made for him scathingly, within the earshot of every barista in the shop. He really does enjoy it when he's well-known enough in a town for people to automatically spit in his coffee. It tastes like hurt feelings and petty victory, which are Peter's favorite flavors.
Miss Morrill. Currently a closely guarded secret. Alan always brings her a cafe au lait when they're going to be working late together, though. It's an inside joke from that time they tracked that rogue down in Paris. She drinks them out of fondness for him more than fondness for the drink itself.
Dr. Deaton is totally flirting with the cute shift manager at the coffee shop down the road from his clinic. Said barista has mentioned that his favorite drink to make is a cappuccino, so Alan has been ordering a lot of those lately. He's not normally a coffee guy, but it's not like he can't convert water to wine if he feels like it. And coffee to water is way easier. He has yet to notice that cute shift manager has been drawing hearts in the foam, but one of these days he will.
Mama McCall. Depends on the time of day. If it's just before an early shift, she'll have a dark roast with room for cream. If it's just before a night shift, she'll have a triple shot mocha. If it's just after a rough shift, she'll have whatever the hell will be fastest. I have 12 hours before I have to get back to the hospital and a kid to see. If it's autumn, she'll have a pumpkin spice latte, because fuck you, pumpkin spice lattes are delicious.
Papa Stalinsky has discovered that Stiles has not yet discovered that he can order a milkshake without getting ratted on by concerned citizens if he just does it at a coffee place. Call them whatever you want. Frappa Whatsits, happy blender accidents, he doesn't care. They're milkshakes, and they're his little secret, all right?
Finstock. God damn it, Greenberg, this isn't what I ordered.
Matt has loathed coffee ever since the time someone spilled some on him and he almost drowned.
Mr. Harris. Well, I could order some coffee, or we could talk about some interesting ways you can use chemistry to brutally murder dozens of people. It's one of those things I can really go on all day on, you know? And sometimes people find it really interesting. How about we... Oh, no? Just my order? Ugh, fine. If you're going to be like that. Iced black coffee, I guess.
Gerard Argent. Mountain roast!
Kate Argent. Doesn't care what it's made of, so long as it's hot enough to burn. The end.